Let's get Greg Brown's take on it all, brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. All right, Greg, your takeaways from this Pirates brutal series loss to Oakland.
Yeah, I think it was brutal. I know it's humiliating. Maybe humbling is a good one for me. I feared this series looking at it last week. I said it.
Feared?
It's a trap series. When you play certain teams at certain times, we've talked about it before when the Pirates beat the Dodgers last year, swept them. I think they won all but one game in the season series against the Dodgers. It happens. Not good. All three games were ugly. Three of the ugliest games I've seen. And even the win was ugly. So it was bad and good for the off day. And they'll play a whole lot better on Friday against the Mets. The good thing is that this division is still very much up for grabs. And if the Brewers lose against the Baltimore Orioles tonight, the Pirates remain only a half game out of the division.
How concerned are you, Greg, about Mitch Keller, given the way these last three starts have gone for him?
I'm not concerned yet. The start before last, and I don't say this a lot, but watching that game and being there, 75% of the hits he gave up were broken bat chunkers, ground balls. And he had the strikeouts. This last one concerned me a bit because he didn't have any strikeouts in the first, three innings of the game. And his stuff was just, he's still throwing 98, but he had no command whatsoever. And, so in that respect, hopefully it's just a blip on the radar. But now I'll focus in on the game against the Mets. It'll be huge this weekend, see how he does. He's going to go on Sunday, and that'll be a telltale sign for him. But the start before last, I don't lump that into his last three. So I'll say he's been less than average in two of his last three starts.
All right, how about the guy today, Contreras, who just killed him, can't even get out of the first inning. The first seven guys' reach was just awful. On the heels of being told, all right, kid, you're moving to the bullpen. Then he gets a reprieve because of the Velasquez injury. He follows that up with a start on Friday where he was terrible, got bailed out by Hayes and Palacios, and so he doesn't take the L there. And then this was just non-competitive. What's happened to this guy, Greg? I thought he was going to make a big jump this year and become one of the great young pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, it happens. Not easy. It was just his, 11th start of the year, his 30th start of his big league career. I think they wanted him to go to the bullpen for a little bit and see if he could work out some of these issues. I know there had been talk about tipping his pitches. Talking to Oscar Marin a few weeks ago before he went into the bullpen about trying to get him to stand up taller in the set position, going from the waist up to the letters, stand up taller rather than being hunched over, that might help his velocity. And he was not good at all today. If there is a bright spot, it is the fact that the Pirates luckily have two off days coming up. Tomorrow and then a travel day as they go to Chicago on Monday, which means if they wanted to, they could throw Contreras back into the bullpen for a while until they need that start, which wouldn't come until, I think, Milwaukee a week from this Saturday. So they still have plenty of time to throw him in the bullpen. Let Ortiz pitch pretty good today. That was a positive. So throw him in the rotation. Let him pitch against the Cubs on would be I think Tuesday next week, and then worry about Contreras, try and work his stuff out of the bullpen and get him back in the rotation, and hopefully they get him straightened out, because he's still young, he's still got a ton of talent, it's still there, and we've seen it before that it takes some time for guys to figure it out, and he's still learning.
Brownie, with him, we know that Keller's big strikeout totals were sort of a sign for people, along with the actual results of his games, that he had turned a corner and really become an upper echelon pitcher. Why do you think it is that Contreras, despite having the really good stuff, hasn't really consistently been able to strike batters out yet in the major leagues at a high clip?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I don't know, Chris. I don't know what is different, this Contreras than the one that we saw in that first spring training game a couple years ago that excited the Pirates so much. I mean, they're still excited about him, but he's a different kind of pitcher. I don't know enough about mechanics or watching guys, whether it's their delivery, what it is. I don't get into the numbers and dive into the pitch usage and all that. I just from what I see, he's just not the same guy. He's still effective. Did he become more predictable? I don't know. His fastball was better out of the bullpen. The two inning stint he had, it was a couple of ticks harder. Maybe he goes back to the bullpen and a couple outings, he figures that out. I don't know if it's mental. I don't know. But he's still super talented. He's still really good. And I just have all the confidence in the world that he and Oscar Marine and the guys that work with his pitching staff will help him figure it out.
Greg Brown brought to you by Spitzer Acura. Visit them at SpitzerAcura.com. And for the Pirates, lost again today, the lowly A's. Greg, do you think that Priester is an option to replace Contreras in the rotation?
You know, Andrew, I did until his start today wasn't good, at least, I shouldn't jump to conclusions and suggest that it wasn't good today, but it didn't wow you, the numbers today in his outing against Omaha. What, like five innings, four runs, eight hits? So at least from what I can tell on a box score, he's not ready yet. He's had a bunch of good starts, but I think two of the last three have been not so good. So my guess is he's not ready yet, but probably getting close.
What about the catching situation? Do you anticipate it, Greg, staying static with Delay and with Hedges for the foreseeable future? What do you think is imminent, if anything, on that front?
Yeah, nothing imminent today. Andy, I think they're going to go back and forth pretty much. Yesterday was Henry Davis getting his first Triple-A start behind the plate. And Andy Rodriguez played first base today. I think that's what we're going to see. Andy Rodriguez caught. Henry Davis played right field. He had his first Triple-A hit. It was an RBI triple. Andy Rodriguez had a couple of hits. I think they will let this play out. And I suspect that the guy that starts tearing it up, if one guy starts to tear it up in the next couple of weeks, we'll see one of them. And then they'll address that when they get to it. You know, the fact that they can bounce around from behind the plate to either right field or first base means that, they could carry three guys, I guess, if they wanted to, and let, ease Andy or Henry into that position. I still think that Andy Rodriguez is ahead of Henry Davis, so my hunch is that he'd be the first one to come up, but all that will play out in terms of what they do offensively. As soon as somebody starts to really tear it up over a good stretch, a couple of weeks, that's when I think they'll be up here. And I stick to my prediction that Andy will be here by we talked about this about a month ago. I still believe, unless something drastic happens, disastrous to a degree, injury, knock on wood, that he'll be up here by the end of next month at the latest.
Greg, do you think after talking to Ben Cherington as many times as you have that, like, the pitching situation, if Contreras is bad and Priester isn't ready, do you think Cherington has approval or has the... Approval's probably not the right way I want to ask this, but do you think Cherington has the mindset to want to go out and get someone and make this team in 2023 better, even if it's just a rental guy?
Man, I don't know, Andrew. I don't know. You know, I think it could serve two purposes if he did that. If he didn't think guys like Priester were ready, I could see him going out to get someone that would fill out a rotation and at the same time help you win ball games. So I guess to answer your question, I'd say yes. And I think he's gutsy enough, Cherington, that he would do it. I'm not going to say he is going to do it, but I think he would do it if it got to that point. He's not afraid. You know, that's one thing I really have liked about him. He'll make deals. He'll bring guys up. If the guy starts to be bad, he sends them down. He DFAs them. If he makes a trade and the guy's no good, he'll let them go. I mean, minor league guys that get called up, if they don't perform, they go back down. Acquisitions, if they don't perform, they're either on to another organization or they're optioned down or DFA'd. So I don't see him being afraid to do something like that.
Do you think he and internally they, from talking to him, from talking to Ben Cherington, still view this team as very much like a year or two away and that they're not going to do too many maybe big moves if the team is in contention to try to keep bolstering them because they still are taking a long view on things, Greg?
Yeah, they're not going to. There's no way that he's going to, you know, sacrifice the future because they don't. I personally believe, and heck, he said it, so I'm not. This is not no secret that this team surprised them. They're, you know, a couple weeks ago I asked him about on his show about internally what the projections were, because that's, every team does this. They've got their analytics department. They put all of it together and figure out what the win projection is each year. And as he said on the air that day, and then we go out and try and beat that projection. Well, they went out and they beat the projection as of a couple of weeks ago. I still think they're on pace to be ahead of the game, and they'll do what they can to support this team. But there's no way they go out and make some big, bold trade to try and put them over the top this year, because I still think they believe that to be real legit contenders for a long, I mean, a really good team, one that doesn't have the April that it did, one that doesn't play like it did the last 3 days and is consistently out there every year, strong in the division, that's still... I think the original projection, my guess is, was probably 2024. That doesn't mean they're giving up on 23, but I just don't see them making any kind of huge blockbuster deal that would sacrifice, the future next year and beyond.
All right, Greg Brown, after leaving PNC Park following a disappointing loss by the Pirates to the A's, they get back on the horse Friday night against the Mets. Thank you, Greg.
Okay, guys, thank you.